Chinese stocks underwent wild swings for a second straight day amid ongoing anxiety over a credit crunch in the country's banking system. On the day after the benchmark Shanghai Composite Index fell 5.3%, it had fallen by another 5.8% by early afternoon, and a total of 24% lower than its level in February. By close, however, it had rallied to end just 0.2% down for the day.
What we have been seeing is a number of factors impacting market sentiment. Externally, the U.S. Federal Reserve signaling it will end quantitative easing. Domestically, we have seen a dramatic tightening of liquidity in China's interbank lending market. Then there has been the performance of the economy as a whole, which hasn't been too good in the second quarter.
Cheap money, the sudden end of which is now placing China's markets under so much stress, has been a key contributor to economic performance over the past 4 years. After the global financial crisis struck in 2008, China implemented a huge monetary stimulus program to boost its economy. The resulting credit boom cushioned the country from the effects of the global downturn,